Maybe you can tell us a little bit about, when you said you two are collaborating, how does it work and what does it mean in Nigeria?
Well, yeah. This is not about this project. The collaboration is not about this project. But I've been following his path for a while now, and when he started talking about this project, how to secure a country, this also related. We are both foreigners living in Switzerland, basically, and so this kind of clearly addresses the delineation of being inside, outside, or any kind of in between. So I find that interesting from a personal subject position, let's say, but also from a standpoint of as a social anthropologist, all these kind of markers of identity that become institutionalized and operationalized in certain ways by this security system that operates in Switzerland in a kind of very detailed way. I mean, you have a map, he has a mapping by the Center of Security Studies that contains, well, I would say at least about 50 or 60 different institutional actors that kind of have all their kind of cross sections of data that they share or how they generate this notion of security and how that relates from a systemic point of view to an individual point of view, and how these kind of protocols that operate in the military, in police, in politics, and they transfer into your individual mentality. And I think that's what the project basically tries to address, not only in a photographic way. And I think that's going to be important for the project, how it is going to be translated into space as an exhibition format, is that it's not going to be photographs on a wall. And then there's just some caption information, because photography as a subsystem of the art system is a kind of, we were talking about this before, it's a kind of a very closed discourse in a way. And so it's going to be an exhibition in next February, and we are working on conceptualizing it in space and with different collaborators, and making the images themselves become actors, right? So images themselves also have an agency, sometimes at least. They're not just representations that are floating around, but if you look at how images are processed and how they're being perceived, they themselves often get status of an agent, basically. And we're talking about different forms of human, non-human relationalities that operate, and for sure this operates in the security system and how it kind of has different feedback loops from individual to collective, from collective to individual. And that's how our collaboration started.
Yeah, and also because for me it was important, for instance, to bring his expertise as a curator, but also social anthropologist, in order to, I mean, for me it's not anymore just a professional sort of exchange, but more like, in a way, Lars joined my project, so it becomes more collective. So in some occasion you even bring sense, content, to the project, so it's not just how to shape it, but it's more like finding strategies in order to make it even, you know, next level in a way, no? So that's important for me. It's very interesting, this kind of way of collaborating, where you let someone enter somehow and bring also content. So for instance, one example can be the tag system for the book, in a way, no? So that brings content, of course. It's not just...
And connecting it to different scientific discourses, but also beyond that. So I think one very kind of simple figure of speech could be seeing the state. So what he's doing is he looks into how the state comes up as a phenomenological approach, basically, but also seeing like a state. So how does the other, how does the state generate optical images, and how does it then transfer them into data and to into policy, basically, and into protocols? Mm-hmm. But then also the state of seeing, how that is itself not a one-way process, but it's a feedback loop that, that kind of keeps on going back and forth and generating ideologies, identities. I think that's, and the topic of security is very good for that, because it connects all of these layers and levels.